we have a good quality of guests that are always there. And, we're lucky. Joe books them real well, boss books them real well, and we managed to get a pretty good cross section of guys. Guys who've been there for the most part. Now, Earl never made it to the Super Bowl, but certainly as an NFL Hall of Famer, he brings a perspective to it
Oh, no
that
question.
many guys can't, because he's played on so many big stages in so many ways, and he joins us now on the attack. Good morning, Earl, Tyler,
Good
and
morning.
Dr.
How you
Fox,
doing?
Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you guys with us.
How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
Earl, we'll start with you right away. You didn't play in the Super Bowl, but you were on the big stage many, many times. When you are getting ready for a game of this caliber, what's the first thing that goes through your head?
Well, back then, I was really just worried about going out and taking care of my business. I knew Bum Phillips had me into thinking and believing that we had a great week of practice. You knew what you was going to do, Earl Campbell. Do your job. Conway Heyman do his job, and everybody do their job, and then we take off and we have a football game.
You know, a nice, simple approach. As a running back, if I do my thing and I practice the best I can and get ready and I do my job and have a good week of practice, we have a chance of winning. And, let's kind of move on to the evolution in some ways of the running back position. When you played for the Houston Oilers, you were the bell cow. It was Earl Campbell, Earl Campbell, Earl Campbell, and oh yeah, Earl Campbell. Now you have a lot of these situations where the running back duties are split and they share the workload and things of that nature. How do you feel about that change? Now, as somebody who needed carries to get going and kind of get that feel, are you a fan of splitting carries because it may save you for the future, or would you prefer to be the bell cow and just carry it 30 times every week?
Well, I was one of those guys that like a horse that run races, you had to get lathered up first. I don't know how good I would fit in football today coming out of the game. He did play that play. I wanted the ball in my hands. I felt like I needed that to produce.
Tyler, we're going to shift gears because we only have you guys for a brief period of time. Here you are. You're an athlete on the college level who is an elite athlete. Look like you're on the fast track to go to the NFL, and all of a sudden something isn't right.
Right. Yeah. I was attending San Diego State University and playing college football, hoping to follow my father's footsteps. At the end of my junior season, last game, I just went to sleep and woke up the next day and was experiencing paralysis on the right side of my body and slurred speech. So I went to sleep one way, woke up another. As you can imagine, that's very scary. Diagnosed with MS 2 weeks later, and graduated from San Diego State. And then the football chapter of my life was closed. I could no longer, play football. But at the same time, I recognized when moving back to Texas that I have an inspirational story that could have been helpful to other people with dealing with relapsing MS. And discussions with Biogen IDEC, partnering up with them, that began to happen. And MS Inspiration was talked about. And now here we are with MSinspiration.com, a place where people can go share their story. Especially if you're new to relapsing MS, at least you can hear somebody else and what they've been through to ease the scare that you may be going through. And in June, we'll select the contest winner from MSinspiration.com. And with one of the greatest stories of relapsing MS, we'll choose a winner from that. And you'll be able to attend a professional collegiate sporting event with myself or professional basketball player Chris Wright. But I can't express, especially with Dr. Fox, what he has done with expressing, how important it is to involve your family, let them know what you're going through, bring them in, encourage the asking of questions, and figure out a medication that's right for you. In my case, Tysabri works for my symptoms, but each person with MS is different. It's a fight. You got to bring it each and every day.
Dr. Fox, how did you, Tyler, and Earl get together?
Well, and Tyler came back to Texas. It was a pleasure to get a chance to meet him. In treating a number of people with MS over the years, his story of inspiration fit in with many other stories that I've heard involving the family, getting on the right treatment plan, moving forward, getting the message out that this is a treatable disease. And as frightening as it is, this is 400,000 Americans that have to deal with this disease every day. And each person is unique and needs to bring their story forward.
Doc, talk to us a little bit about, who exactly gets it, and why. Give us some 411 on symptoms, risk factors, all the things that are germane to MS.
MS is a very unpredictable disease. We can't predict who's going to get it. Typically, it's a younger person that will get it, somebody who is in their 20s, 30s, or 40s. It can affect men. It can affect women. It can be mild. It can be severe. And so at the time of diagnosis, one of the very frightening aspects of it is the lack of knowing what the future is going to bring. And that's where the education and the inspiration comes in, because we want everybody to have a game plan. Just like a football team, you've got to have a game plan going into this, and the communication with the doctor is a big part of it.
Doc, what does the future hold for somebody with MS?
Well, when I started in clinical practice back in the 90s, there were zero medicines for MS, and now we have 12 different medicines on the market to treat symptoms of relapsing MS. So, you know, it's to prevent worsening over time. It is to try to lessen the attacks of MS, and it's very important that we have these kind of medications available. And so I would encourage people with MS to discuss with their doctor what they can do to lessen the chances of having more attacks of MS.
Earl, you see your kid maybe following in your footsteps, and then the next day it's all over as far as that goes. How devastating was that for you as a parent?
It was pretty devastating, but I think the one thing about our family, we have a very tight family. That's why Tyler and the doctor keep talking about going to MSinspirational.com and sharing your stories, because Tyler may have something that can help somebody, and somebody may have something that can help Tyler in return. But like Tyler says, it's a family thing. Communication is a lot better, a way to get it over. And going to MS.com, Inspirational.com, it does a great job in being able to talk about it and letting people know. And I'm so proud of Tyler because he does a great job.
Because what I didn't understand was that although I wasn't following my father's footsteps on the field, I actually became closer to my father. He was going through his football injuries with walking, and I was going through my MS situation and walking. So we actually grew closer together and been able to impact on a different level than I think I could have, you know, carrying a pigskin. So that's the blessing in disguise that has come from this, and that's kind of how you have to look at things. You can still achieve your goals. You just have to look at things in a different manner.
Earl, Tyler referred to some of the your post-football life, dealing with the injuries, difficulty in walking. And I read a very interesting article in Newsday that talked about, you know, life after football. So yeah. I'll kind of ask this. Football's been great to you on both the college level and the NFL level. If you had it all to do again, would you do it again?
I'd try to make it last just a little bit longer. And I'd try to get to that Super Bowl that you talked about.
You went to the AFC title game twice and ended up losing to the eventual Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers in two terrific football games.
I think Joe Green put it perfect when he said, when the best don't meet the best, nobody knows who the best is. They were just better that day. Some people say it's sad that two football teams were so great in the same division, but I have nothing to be griping about. I appreciated my career in pro football. I loved it. As I said before, if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't change anything. I just try to make it last longer.
Let's get to the game itself real briefly, because we're going to have to let you go. Who do you like? Why do you like him? And do you have a little special spot in your heart for Marshawn Lynch and the way he runs?
Oh, yeah. Marshawn's a great runner. I think the one thing I will say about this, I think once for a long time, we're going to see a great football game. I think it's going to go down to the last 3 minutes. But as far as who's going to win, who's going to do that, I'm going to tip it over to Tyler because he does a great job at that.
Go Hawks.
I guess the Campbell family likes the Seattle Seahawks.
Evidently.
All right, let's wrap this up. Tyler, Earl, Dr. Fox, thanks so much for a couple of minutes and spreading some awareness. Tyler, we're glad to see you're fighting the good fight and winning. Earl, what can we say? It's an honor to interview a Hall of Fame running back. And Dr. Fox, thank you for providing some 411. Best of luck going forward to all involved.
Please let those encourage people to go to that msinspirational.com and share their stories. Maybe you'll see something on now from Tyler.
All right. Excellent. Thanks so much, gentlemen. Have yourself a great day now.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.